Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Ponicle by Robert Murray Gilchrist. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recorded by Ben Tucker. The Ponicle by Robert Murray Gilchrist. The farmhouse parlor faced the north, and the cold light made dimmer by the bubbles of green glass and the heavy lattice gave the place a grotto-like aspect. The floor rattled round the sides and covered in the middle with a knitted carpet of yellow and black cloth was made of uneven flags. As much of the walls as was visible between the rows of memorial cards and samplers, and the engraved portraits of eminent divines, from John Wesley to James Cahy, nauseated the unaccustomed beholder with a monstrous design of livid roses festooned with ribbons of pea-green. At the door, Miss Olerenshaw paused and gazed inward with the devotion of one who prepares to enter a temple. She stooped and held her head sideways to discover if any dust had settled on the high-polished gate-legged table. Its cleanliness proving satisfactory, she folded her cheek duster into the smallest compass and replaced it in the beaded bag that hung at her side, and entered and went to the harmonium that stood between the windows. She was a fine middle-aged woman, with prominent teeth, a pallid complexion, and a hooked nose. This evening she wore her most imposing gown of steel-gray poplin. As she sat on the high music stool, her back view was like that of a well-developed girl, and her dull, crimped hair was as luxurious as in the days when, as the Methodist local preacher's young daughter, she had caught the fancy of the wealthiest farmer of the countryside. She played the tune of Miles Lane, and began to sing in a voice which, despite its harsh Peakland accent and great unpliability, was sweet and clear and strong, a doggerel hymn which her father had written in denunciation of all creeds save his own. A maid clattered along the passage and stood waiting with folded hands until Mrs. Olerenshaw had finished the second verse, which was condemned to superstitious fools, and Unitarian and Roman Catholic fiends with equal bitterness.
"There's Mr. Bateman Middleton come, ma'am."
Her mistress rose and closed the lid of the harmonium.
"You can bring him in here, Libby," she said. "Be sure and see he wipes his feet well."
Then she sat composedly in the big leather-covered armchair with the big lugs in which her husband had slept away his last days. She had just straightened her skirt when Bateman appeared. He was a tall, well-proportioned lad with a broad red face. He had donned for the occasion his fawn-colored holiday suit and his brightest necktie. Mrs. Olerenshaw shook hands with him and made him take the chair at the other end of the hearthrug. After they had discussed the weather and the oats, she came suddenly to the point.
"Emma told me as you are coming up to ask to leave the court," she said, "and so I thought 'twould be best for her to be out o'er the road. She was ridden o'er to her uncle Persgrove, and none's coming back till morn."
The young man's face saddened. He had hoped for a pleasant family scene, of the kind he had read of in the novels of Mrs. Sherwood's day, which are still the popular fiction of the hill country. He was not uncertain of the mother's favor. There was no complaint to be urged against his position. The farm of the Hallows was his own property, and his brood mares had won prizes 3 consecutive years at the No Valley Show. Emma was his first love, and he foresaw no disappointment.
"It's a faith trial as I'm going to test you by," Mrs. Olerenshaw remarked. "My father tried it on my husband, and his answer were satisfying. And if yours is, then you have my consent offhand."
"I'm willing," the lover replied feebly. "Him said it would be no use our walking together unless you gave leave." His tone became even more conciliatory. "She's a good daughter, and she'll be guided by your will."
"Well, then, it's this," the widow said. "There were a farmer as used to come to our house when I were a wench, and he said, as it happed to his wife, ere they wedded. I wanna give my opinion on it. Some believes it, some doesn't. It fell about this way. The young woman were going to Tid's market with the butter, and her way lay across the Middleton Moor. It were a hot day. Hay time."
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Men sure were dry as a cricket, and there weren't any water or to slack with. Well, she went on and on, till at last she couldn't bear it any longer, and she sat down her basket and looked about. The deep ricks up there where folk used to dig for lead, and all the pit holes are full of green water, covered with scum. It were filthy, but she couldn't forbear, and she just stooped her down, supped like a cow till she were full. Then she got up, took her basket, and started on again, but afore she'd walked 10 yards, somewhat stirred about in her stomach. The old man sat it twisted inside like a live horsehair. The long and the short hoot were as she didn't go to Tid's market that day, nay, nor for long enough afterwards. She grew white and flabby, and in less than a month were that bad she couldn't leave home. Bateman's mouth opened.
"Oh, dear," he exclaimed.
Miss Olerin Shaw sighed when she saw his consternation.
"Doctors could do naught for her," she continued, "and her folk began to think she were dying. At last someone suggested as the wise man as lived at Hanging Flat might be of some service. So they sent for him, and he came and said it were a panicle she'd swallowed. A panicle, but you'll find it in no book. And he came up the next day to edge of dark, and made him build up the house fire with fire balls. And there I took the girl and fastened her in a chair with ropes, and tied her hair to the back bars, and turned all out, and locked the door. He kept her afront the blaze till she were nigh roasted. The old man reckoned he were listening outside, and her moans were somewhat fearful. All of a sudden the panicle popped its head out of her mouth and looked round. Then it drew back again, but the wise man had seen it, and he picked up the potter that lay again, and shoved it in the heart of the fire. But the brute wouldn't have come out again, so he moved the young woman till her knees welly touched the grate. She were all covered with blisters afterward. The old chap said, and she had a bad bout of syphilis. The wise man saw the panicles yet come out again, so he popped behind the chair and heed. And it crawled out, bit by bit. A beast a picture of a fatty fit, with claws like hands, and a swell body about an arm's length long, and eyes blood red. It let itself down to her breasts, and afore its tail were out of her mouth, its full head were lying in her lap. At last it drew its tail down, and coiled itself up in a knot. And then with one hand the wise man nipped up the potter, and clapped the otter on the girl's lips, and began to burn the panicle to death.
The lover's legs were trembling. His hands slipped from the sides of the chair and hung nerveless.
"Oh, Lord, oh, Lord," he ejaculated.
Mrs. Olernshaw shook her head. She had hardly wished him to pass unscathed from the faith trial, but she was not a woman to be soured by disappointment.
"When he touched it with the potter, it writhed about like a bit of Croslin worsted. Then it stood upright on its hindmost claws and tried to get back again. But his hand, which it bit and caused him to use caustic,
were in the way, so it tumbled down and lay on the hearthstone. He laid the potter across it lengthwise. It began screeting like a child, but it were soon a lump of cinder. A long silence followed. Bateman broke it with a tremulous inquiry. "Did the young woman get better, ma'am?"
"The man as told us married her, onyhow."
"I never heard such a fearful thing. I'd lie for her died."
Mrs. Olerenshaw rose.
"So you believe it, Bateman?"
"That I do, ma'am. It's as if I could see it now."
"Well, I'll say good night to you. Only one as believes such a thing isn't a fit to wed with Emma."
He crept dumbfounded from the room. She watched him pass through the garden, then moved by some careful impulse, she followed to the door.
"Bateman," she cried, "come back a moment."
He returned hastily, with a glad flush driving away his wanness.
"Yes, ma'am."
"Only this, Bateman. You munna come courting Emma ony more."
End of The Ponicle by Robert Murray Gilchrist.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.